Many people with a Master of Business Administration degree say that their MBA education was transformational in its impact on their lives. If you ask them to describe their experience, however, you will hear stories that differ considerably from each other. In fact, no two people have the same experience because there are 463 accredited MBA programs in the United States. And each has a slightly different curriculum, student body demographics, location, specialties, teaching styles, and so on. MBA programs are offered in a number of formats, including one-year programs, part-time programs, and programs offered by distance, in other words, via the Internet. In the United States, however, most of the best-known MBA programs are delivered as full-time, two-year programs. We believe the full-time two-year degree offers the best learning experience due to the high concentration of face-to-face learning in the classroom and the resulting intensity of the learning environment. In the chapters that follow, we present a curriculum experience that is typical for most of the full-time two-year MBA programs. Each chapter contains business principles and concepts for a particular business function or topic. This is the content of the MBA program, which is the glue that holds an MBA student's experience together. As an MBA student, you will learn a language of business that will connect you to the university, the business school, the faculty, and fellow students for the rest of your life. We cannot overstate the importance of having a quality curriculum delivered by a first-rate faculty as the key ingredients of an MBA student's experience. However, before we talk about the courses and the curriculum, this introduction gives you a feel for the overall MBA experience, all the events that surround and contribute to learning, such as the classroom, the community, the career search, and life balance. The classroom. The amount of material relevant to developing a business leader has reached epic proportions. While there is a trend toward shortening MBA programs to reduce the time and cost associated with getting the degree, there has also been an explosion of information about business and management practices. Therefore, an MBA curriculum cannot begin to contain all you need to know about business, but rather represents the faculty's careful choice of the most relevant and most impactful topics for a newly minted MBA entering the workforce. Nevertheless, all MBA programs share the trait of 10 pounds of material stuffed into a 5-pound bag. This makes the daily schedule the biggest challenge facing an MBA student. Not surprisingly, much of the daily routine revolves around classes, preparing for classes, and attending those classes. The typical MBA class is fast-paced and rich in content. This is where the action is. Whether it's the professor moving the class through a new concept or students engaging in a debate about some aspect of the concept, there is a high degree of engagement and involvement. Teaching styles vary from the classic lecture format to a less structured discussion format. The most common discussion-based classes are those based on a case study. In a case method class, the discussion is centered on the analysis of a case study that puts the student in the shoes of a manager facing specific challenges at a certain point in time for a particular company or organization. The task of the student is to come to class prepared to make recommendations for courses of action and to explain and defend those recommendations to the professor and the rest of the class. The professor's role is to use various recommendations to facilitate a discussion among the students that brings out the key learning points for the day. In a more traditional lecture class, the professor will build on assigned reading and problems with a lecture and/or discussion about the topic. Every class is a highly valued learning opportunity, and MBA students are not shy about challenging the professor and each other to get the most out of their time together in class. Ultimately, each student is responsible for his or her own education, and each student should strive to contribute to the many learning opportunities that arise in each class period. The learning in the classroom occurs on several levels. There are the theory and the business principles being taught by the professor and presented in the assigned materials. Then, there is the exchange of ideas among the students as they seek to explain these principles and put them to use within a business decision context. Ironically, much is learned from mistakes made by others and by yourself. Mistakes are cheap while you are a student, but become very expensive once you enter the workforce. You can learn more by using the classroom as an opportunity to take risks and to test new ideas in a low-cost environment. The classroom is also a unique opportunity to experience a wide range of opinions from a diverse group of individuals. The best MBA programs attract students with a wide variety of experiences from all points of the globe. Business is global, and learning from other cultures is critical to being successful in today's world of international commerce and outsourcing. In 1977, an acclaimed movie, The Paper Chase, portrayed life as a student at the Harvard Law School. Harvard is depicted as a cutthroat environment where students compete intensely to survive. Over the years, we have found that MBA students are less focused on the grades they receive and more focused on the value they can gain from the program. Most MBA programs promote a collaborative environment based on teamwork that encourages student interaction and cross-fertilization of ideas. This sort of engagement allows students to develop relationships that are conducive to a tough-minded exchange of opinions inside and outside the classroom. Disagreement is based on facts and logic that ultimately lead to the best informed decisions. Thus, a lesson learned by MBA students is how to disagree in a productive manner, which makes the classroom discussions safer and more productive. Students devote a significant amount of time preparing for their MBA classes. Many programs assign students to study groups or learning teams at the outset in order to facilitate the learning process. In fact, it is common for many of the deliverables for courses to be team-based work. Students use these small groups as an important step in the class preparation process. After students work through the assigned materials on their own, they join their learning team to discuss their ideas as a group, to learn from each other before attending the class and learning from the professor and the rest of the class. Thus, more time is spent preparing for class than the class itself, and much of the learning occurs during the preparation as well as during formal and informal discussions with students and faculty after class. The community. In addition to their academic community, MBA students also have a social community, which encompasses everything outside of academics. There is a natural sense of community among the students, faculty, and staff that develops quickly as a result of the day-to-day interactions of the education process. Becoming a part of the social community may take a little more effort over a slightly longer period of time, but it inevitably becomes an important part of the student's overall experience. For example, MBA students find a number of ways to be involved with the university town or city through the restaurants, entertainment, and involvement with community projects. In general, an MBA program is not a place for someone who prefers to work alone and avoid interaction with others. The intensity of the educational experience leads to friendships and relationships that endure for a lifetime. To an extent, these relationships are an artifact of the many team-based projects utilized in the typical MBA curriculum. Most of the interactions, however, come from the people skills already possessed by the students when they arrive for the program. MBAs typically enjoy each other's company in and out of the classroom. They look for opportunities to work together and socialize together. These are traits of people who typically seek careers in business. MBAs also typically bring a sense of giving back to the community in which they live, and MBA programs provide a variety of clubs and other organizations to facilitate such involvement. Like any university setting, Extracurricular activities are an important facet of an MBA's daily life. Students arrive with a wide variety of interests about their future careers, as well as their favorite charities and outreach programs. Most students join a number of clubs and organizations as part of their experience. For starters, there are many clubs based on the student's career focus, such as a finance club, marketing club, consulting club, real estate club, not-for-profit club, and so on. These are natural affinity groups that are particularly useful networking opportunities to support job searches and to facilitate guest speakers or other events. Other clubs and groups are centered around ethnic or other affinities, such as the National Association of Women MBAs, the Black Business Student Forum, a military association, an international business society, and others. And finally, students coalesce around common interests, such as the outdoors club, the soccer club, or the community outreach society. These clubs and groups often create events that personally touch students, faculty, and staff, and serve to enrich the overall experience in the growth and development of the student. Once in the workplace, the relationships developed outside of class take on the added benefit of a powerful network that enhances careers and supports and creates business opportunities. Business schools have alumni bases that maintain strong ties over time because of the intensity of their shared experience and because of the commonality of their professional interests. The career search. Choosing to leave a job and then pay the necessary tuition to earn an MBA makes it an expensive proposition. For most people, the 2 years as an MBA student represent the largest investment they will ever make in themselves, and they want the experience to be as rewarding as possible. The good news is that the data show that the benefits of an MBA strongly outweigh the costs. Forbes magazine conducts an annual analysis of MBA programs that shows that graduates from the top 20 programs are able to recoup the costs of their degrees within an average of 3.6 years. The costs included tuition plus the salaries foregone during the 2 years in the program. A higher salary should not be the primary reason for seeking an MBA, but there is no escaping the fact that the MBA degree meets the economic payoff test. The MBA degree is a vehicle either to accelerate a career or to change careers. Either way, there are very few who select a full-time program with the intention of returning to their previous jobs, which makes the selection of the new career path an important decision. The MBA is a pragmatic degree. It is designed to give expertise that is relevant and helps graduates add value to society. Therefore, getting the right job is just as important as getting the skills needed for the job, which makes the search for that first job a significant time commitment. The competition for MBA talent during buoyant economies is keen. Newly minted MBAs from top-flight programs will be faced with many rewarding opportunities from which to choose. This is both a blessing and a curse, as the range of options creates a need to give time and energy to assessing each alternative. The recruiting process begins almost immediately upon admittance to an MBA program. Large corporations prefer to hire students as interns for the summer following their first year of the program. Therefore, a student is tasked with learning about companies during the first semester, with the anticipation of being interviewed by companies during much of the second semester. The process repeats when students return for their second year of studies. With luck, a student will have already received a job offer from his or her summer internship. If not, or if the student wants to change companies or career paths, the search for a permanent job offer might be ongoing during the entire second year of study. During a recession, the job search process is more difficult and more time-consuming. For highly rated programs, the vast majority of students will succeed in finding a job.